There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to try and motivate you. If you're up and about, we did lose an hour of sleep last night. I don't know where the bandit went with the hour, but he took one from my yard. And it's making it difficult this morning to try and put your head together and really think about gardening. But have your cup of coffee. Give us a call. It's toll-free. The number is 855-660-4261. And we'll try and motivate you to get into that spring mode. After all, we're 12 days away. And the snow is beginning to melt. And the northern part of the country is not getting the big snowstorms that we've had during the month of February, thank God. Now it's in the south, and, you know, places like Kentucky and Alabama and the Carolinas and even Texas is getting heavy snow and ice. It's just crazy. But if you still have a snow problem, don't forget about the natural alternative ice melter. This is a good product. And I had some at the house. I gave some to a neighbor. And he raked the snow off of his roof because there was a lot of it. He noticed a little bit of ice that had begun to build up. And he was afraid that it would create a leak in the roof. And I had him take some of the natural alternative ice melt and throw it on the roof. And he said that within 2 days, all of the ice that was there had melted and disappeared. So it eliminates the ice damming up on the roof of your house if there's a lot of it on there. So think about that. It's safe for your dogs, and you save a ton of money. If you have dogs or cats and they're going outside, then you need to think about this particular product. If you go to a pet store and you buy what they sell, you buy a 20-pound bag of natural alternative for about $21 landed to your house, compared to an 8-pound canister that's found at your local pet store. Big difference. Almost 3 times the amount. So if you'd like to try this product, the season is coming to an end. Their supplies are getting very, very low due to all the snow that was received in the middle part of the country. I want you to give them a call, and they'll ship it to you, and you'll have it in 2 or 3 days. The phone number is 888-546-4247. 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. You're using a 20-pound bag at the same rate as you would use an 80-pound bag of rock salt. So 4-to-1, that's a big difference in savings and in the amount of products that you put down. Now, this ice melt from Natural Alternative is natural. It's organic, and it will not hurt your grass. If you get it on your perennials or around shrubbery, it won't hurt them. Great for your pets because it won't burn their paws. Well, rock salt will. And if you have a big dog and a dog goes out in the driveway, excuse me, and you put down rock salt, if one of the little granules gets in between the pads of his feet and then he's wet, it can create heat up to 150 degrees. And now you've got to bring the dog or the cat to the vet for the burn that it's going to give you. But this will not do that. And you don't have the white buildup on the floors from tracking it in and out of the house. But this is a good product. It's a safe product, and it really does a good job in clearing ice and snow. And again, the phone number, 888-546-5941. Their website is natural-alternative.com. And it will say coupon on the website. Type in PPGC for Paul Parent Garden Club, and they'll give you a 10% discount, and they'll ship it for free, and they're going to send you at the same time a new product that they have developed for the gardening industry. It's called Protolizer. And one little package that they're going to send you will make 16 gallons of the seed and plant starter. So if you're going to be starting your own seedlings in the house, this is really going to make a big difference. And you use it during the year, and you use it with fertilizer. But it's a stimulator, and it's got all kinds of great organic microbes and bacteria, and boy, does it do a good job. So winter is not over. It's still winter. And if you're looking for a salt substitute, then you want to try the Natural Alternative. And again, it will not hurt any of your plants or your pets. Free shipping, a 10% discount, and they'll send you a sample of Protolizer, their new organic root-stimulating fertilizer. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning? Did you miss that extra hour of sleep?
Yeah, I sure did.
I'll tell you, when that alarm rang this morning, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I agree.
I understand we have a caller.
Yeah, we sure do. We've got Joan from Vermont, and she's got a couple questions, one about wood ashes and one about sweet potatoes.
Great. Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Information about wood ashes, Paul. I know you can overdo them, but I have a lot, about 15 by 45, and I covered it last year with wood ashes. Should I do it again this spring?
How does the lawn look? Is it nice and green and healthy?
It's not a lawn. It's a garden plot.
Okay.
And now, I had very good, it's a communal garden, actually, and so I have my little plot, and I covered it well last spring with the wood ashes, but okay. I don't want to overdo it.
Right, right. Now, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash would be equivalent to a 50-pound bag of the old-fashioned limestone. Okay, and both of them will cover about 1,000 square feet. And what I would suggest, what I would suggest that you do is have a soil test, and you can go to a garden center and you can buy an inexpensive soil test kit just for the pH or the acidity of your soil. And you want to get your acidity between 6 and 7. That's your target area. And,
okay.
And if you see that that's where it is, then you don't need to add the lime. I made a mistake one year. I cleaned my stove every week, my wood stove, and I threw all the wood ash in the garden. And I burned 3 cords of wood for a 25 by 50 garden, and nothing grew. It was too sweet. You hold on.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit NeptunesHarvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes that can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Joan from Vermont, and her question was, can she put down too much wood ash in a vegetable garden? And yes, you can. And what I recommend, because I personally did this, is I over-limed my vegetable garden. Plants were stunted. They just weren't growing. Production was minimal. And the garden turned out to be a total disaster. And I ended up putting down aluminum sulfate, which is a soil acidifier, to bring it down to where it should be. So the thing that you need to do, Joan, is go to your garden center, feed and grain store, and you can buy a pH test kit. Take some samples, mix them up, and then do your soil test, and it will tell you what the range is. And your best range is around 6.5. That way you get 90% of the food that you put in the garden is usable by the plant. And a 5-gallon bucket will treat 1,000 square feet. In the lawn, it's a different story, especially if you have moss. If you've got pines and oaks, throw it on there by the bucket full. It will help a great deal. Use your wood ash on lilacs. They like a sweet soil. And I would, if you've got a lilac that's 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide, I would put 4 or 5 mounded handfuls of the wood ash around that plant, scratch it into the soil, and you're going to have some great growth and flowers. Not this year because the buds are already made, but for next year, that will be incredible. So wood ash is great, but in moderation. Clematis also like lime or wood ash. Now, what was your second question, Joan?
Here in Vermont, I'm in the upper part of the state, Am I too far north for sweet potatoes? And is that the same thing as yams?
It's very, very similar to a yam. I live in Kennebunk. So, and I'm not on the water. I'm like, you know, at the opposite end of town. And I planted sweet potatoes. I put them in early May on a normal season. This year, time will tell. And I had some sweet potatoes that were about 2 inches in diameter that I harvested in the late fall. So I let them grow as long as they were able to in the fall season to give them some size. And I fed them on a regular basis. I did use this rooting and blooming fertilizer that has a lot of phosphorus in it. Now, the one thing you need to know about sweet potato, it's a vine, just like cucumbers and squashes and things like that. And the first year I grew the sweet potatoes, I just let that vine run all over the place. And I got ready after we had a frost. I dug my sweet potatoes, and they looked like fingers. And I did some research, and I found out that you don't let the vine root as it runs across the garden. If you do that, every place that it roots, it will start to make sweet potatoes underground. And you end up with a lot of little finger-sized potatoes. So the following year, I made a habit that every time I went to the vegetable garden, I went to where my sweet potatoes were planted. I lifted up on the vine so that if it started to root, I pulled it out. And those potatoes, where the plants were put in the ground, grew to be 3+ inches in diameter, and I had a huge clump of it. So remember that. Never let the vine root. And you could start them inside the house and then transplant to the garden, and that would give you some additional growing time.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's armory listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
In a interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Maine, and she has a question about geraniums.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So nice to talk to you this morning, and I truly enjoy your program every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
I have a geranium plant that I put away last fall, and is it a good time now to resurrect it?
Yeah.
Seed it, cut it back? Is this the time I do that?
Yeah. What you want to do is you want to bring it up. Is it in a pot, or is it bare root in your basement?
No, it's in a pot. I just took it from outside and put it in the basement.
Okay. Then bring it upstairs. And what I like to do is cut them so they're about a foot high. Give them a good drink with a liquid fertilizer. And, you know, you can use Miracle-Gro or Rapid-Gro or any of these fertilizers, and Neptune's Harvest, if you want to stay organic. fish and seaweed fertilizer is very good. And this rooting and blooming is a fantastic product. And keep it in sun and keep it warm, and the plant will absorb the food. It'll start to wake up. It'll start to grow. Any of the branches that have shriveled and they really, really feel soft, cut those out.
Okay.
But I've had very good luck keeping geraniums in my basement. And like you, you go down there, they look like hell. They look like they're all dead. And I bring them up. I give them a good drink of water with a fertilizer, cut them back, and they slowly begin to grow. And then once they get caught, then they really take off and they'll do very, very well for you.
Should I transplant it now into a new pot, or should I wait a wee bit?
I would wait until you start to see the new growth forming. And
okay,
once you see that there's new growth developing on that plant, then you can move it to a larger container. But for now, just get the plant in a state where it's going, oh, that was a good sleep. I'm ready to go. It wakes up. It starts to produce some new shoots. Some leaves begin to form. And now you know that it's actively growing. Then you can upgrade the size of the pot to give it some room to really expand.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds good.
And don't be scared. You know, if the plant begins to really take off on you, and you see, for example, instead of having 5 or 6 shoots develop on that plant, you're only getting 1, 2, or 3 shoots. Excuse me. Once it gets up to about 6 to 8 inches, I want you to take a knife and I want you to take 2 inches right off the top of every single branch. Take those pieces, strip off a couple of the leaves, dip them in rooting powder, stick them into a 4-inch pot with some good potting soil like that black gold, and you'll have 6 new plants that will start. But the mother plant, because you cut that terminal bud out, side branches will begin to form. The plant will get thicker, will get fuller, and you'll have something that when spring arrives is going to look really, really good for you. So pinching will stimulate the plant to grow better for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And
well,
I will get on the ball today and do it. Start it.
You've got to think positive, Ann, and say, I don't care about that snow. I'm going to get ready to make the garden grow.
I am. Even though when I'm looking out here and I see about 3 feet of snow in the whole yard, but I hear those birds talking in around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and if I can close my eyes and I listen to the birds talking, it's like I have no snow at all.
I know exactly what you mean. We have 4 bird feeders in my backyard. I have 1 that's thistle, 1 that's sunflower, and then 2 that are mixed with sunflower and millet and sunflower and safflower. And we have birds, and the birds are beginning to arrive. All of the finches and all of the chickadees are here. I've seen a robin in the yard. I had a woman last week who said, she lived in the Boston area, and she saw bluebirds are there. So, you know, birds travel according to the season, and they start to migrate with the length of the day. So their internal clock says, okay, we've gone from 8 hours of daylight to 10 hours, and I've been in Texas and Mississippi and Florida. I'm going to move up to like Georgia or Kentucky. And they keep moving north so that by the time we get to April, they're going to be at your home. And some of them have already arrived in the Northeast, in New York, New Jersey, New England, Ohio. So get your bird feeders out there, get some food for them, and they'll start looking for a place to build a nest and bring you tons of enjoyment. The one thing that I love, my wife bought me for Christmas last year a metal bird bath. And I really, really enjoy that metal bird bath. I put it right near my bird feeders. I go out at lunchtime when I'm home, and I will fill that bird bath with hot water and go back in the house, have a sandwich, and watch them. And they know that at noon it's bath time, and they go crazy all over it.
Wow, I never thought to do that.
It's something that my dad did when he retired, and he loved to feed the birds. He put suet out and all of the different foods, but at lunchtime, he filled a 5-gallon bucket with water about halfway, went outside, dumped it in the bird feeder, and he said by the time he got back in the house, the birds were splashing in it and having a ball, and they just got used to him being there at lunchtime, and that's when they took their bath and enjoyed.
God, I should do that, you know, get a 5-bucket of just a bucket, and then put some hot water there during lunchtime.
Yep.
Because I have a lot of little birds that are around the bird feeder, and you know, we have cardinals, and that's a great idea.
Yeah. See, the one thing he had, like most of us, a concrete bird bath. And if you leave it outside during the winter, it's going to fill with water and ice, and it's going to crack. So what he did, he had trash barrels with a plastic cover. And he took the plastic cover, he cut off the handle on the top of the barrel so that it was flat. And he put the trash barrel cover on the ground or on top of a box or something. And it laid flat, and he filled it full of the water. And now, if there was ice in his trash barrel cover, he would take his tea kettle, fill it full of water, dump that boiling water on top of the ice. It would melt all the ice, and it worked absolutely wonderful. And we eventually did buy him a metal bird bath, and he loved it. But, you know, in the early days, you didn't have metal bird baths. They were all cement. And,
yeah, true.
And he just used a cover from the trash barrel, took out the handle on top of it so that it would lay flat, got it up off the ground, and he was finding the birds loved it. So do that. The birds will come. They'll start to sing. If they sing, you sing, and before long, spring arrives. Yay!
That is so true. That is so true. I'm going to do that, Paul. That is a great idea. Great idea. Well, thank you so much. It's always fun talking with you, and you have a wonderful day.
It's fun talking with you, and thank you for calling, and I will have a wonderful day. The snow's going to melt, and before long, I'll be planting my garden just like you. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. You see that? Don't get discouraged. There are things that we can do. We're going to start by getting the birds into our yard. Now, what's nice about the birds? They bring us a ton of enjoyment. We love to hear them sing. And while they're in your yard, they eat insects. And they will land in your shrubbery, and they'll eat the bugs that begin to arrive. So it's a nice organic way of controlling the insect population by encouraging the birds to come into your yard. It's wonderful. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jason from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about Japanese maples.
Jason, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you. Good morning.
What up?
My aunt has a Japanese maple that has come down through the family. Her grandfather used to have it based on clippings that she used to take off of the Japanese maple bush.
Okay.
When and how do I do that?
Okay, we are coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on, Jason? And when we come back, I will tell you the easiest way for you to do it. Okay? So just sit back, take a sip of coffee. If you already have the Sunday paper, take a look at it. And we'll give you some ideas on how to root your Japanese maple.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning again.
Now, let's begin again with your question.
I want to know more about when and how I take clippings off of a Japanese maple bush to grow other Japanese maple bushes.
Okay. Now, does the Japanese maple, do the branches, if you were to push down on them, would they hit the ground?
No.
No. Okay. Then what you're going to need to do is this. You're going to need to go to a garden center or feed and grain store, and you need to buy a rooting powder for hard wood cuttings. Now, most of the garden centers will sell little envelopes of what they call rootone or rooting powder for things like geraniums and coleus and African violets and, you know, plants like that that have a soft and tender branch. But a Japanese maple or a yew or a rhododendron, they have a woody stem, and you need a more powerful rooting powder. So you need a hard wood cutting rooting powder. And okay, what you would do is you would take the growth that was made last year, and you'll see the color difference from that growth that was made last year to the growth the year before that. The older growth is going to be on the brownish side, and the new growth made last year will be red and will be shiny. So what you would do is buy like a 12 by 12 plastic tray at the garden center or the feed and grain store when you go down that has no drainage holes. And you're going to take your heating pad that you put on your back or your neck if you've got a sore muscle. Take the heating pad, put it in like a black trash bag, set the thermostat on low. Then take your plastic tray, set it on top of your heating pad, fill it with a good potting soil like the black gold. A lot of the other potting soils is basically just composted bark. While black gold has compost, peat moss, and all types of organic matter. And you take these little 3 to 6 inch cuttings, make a fresh cut, dip it in a rooting powder, stick it about an inch apart in your tray on top of your heating pad, and you get bottom heat, and that will stimulate the hormones to produce a root system where you took that cutting. Feel the soil on a daily basis, water as needed, and try and keep it near a window. It doesn't have to be near a window until you see signs of the buds beginning to break open and make some foliage. Then it definitely needs to be near a window. But the main thing is bottom heat.
Okay.
In a commercial greenhouse, they have benches that they do exactly that with geraniums and everything else. It speeds up the whole process by about 50%. And I have done it. I've rooted rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwood, mountain laurel, and have had great results. But the bottom heat is the key, and you want a container that doesn't leak, so that you have water going all over the place, and definitely cover the heating pad with a plastic trash bag or something like that so that it doesn't get wet or stained or your wife will kill you, and then you won't need the red maple. But it works good. It takes about 3 weeks.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.